And let's turn now to New York City, where President Trump is sending a Navy hospital ship to the city harbor to help with efforts to treat people. And Mayor Bill de Blasio is also weighing whether to institute a shelter-in-place mandate for residents. Earlier this week, New York University students who were told to leave their dorms also received word that they have until this Sunday to get back to and move out of their dorms for good. The university says the city needs those beds in case of hospital overflows. Lena Mohammed is a senior at NYU who was on a plane on her way home to Dallas, Texas, when she got that email saying, come back, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Hi.
And Lena, you just got home to Dallas. Now you've got to get back to NYC to clean out your dorm room. You thought you'd be graduating in a few weeks. What's at the forefront of your mind right now?
A lot of anxiety. I think that's the best way to put it right now. There's a lot of uncertainty, like I guess not really knowing what is next for NYU students and, I mean, for our future, I guess, in that sense and for graduation.
Yeah. You know, also a third of NYU students are international and can't return home. A lot of them actually lived in the dorms until this week, so a lot of uncertainty there. And there's also low-income students, some of whom are now even posting on Venmo and Cash App asking for donations. Tell us what you're hearing from your peers.
Yeah, about 30% of NYU population is international students, and a lot of them coming in from those countries, including South Korea and China. And so a lot of them can't go back to their country because of the ban. And then, of course, we have about 90% of the students who are also not from New York. And so there's been a lot of petition going around because, again, there wasn't any heads up for this, you know, closing or this decision within the administration. I mean, they failed to adequately, like, you know, give the students' opinion in this decision, which kind of has kind of backfired in that sense. I think a lot of people are really stressed, including myself, just because I've just returned home and the risk factors of me going back with expenses and including, you know, the outbreak and everything. Yeah. It's just a really confusing time, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you're in quarantine in your childhood bedroom there in Dallas.
Yeah.
Are you planning to get on a plane to go back to New York?
Yeah, currently right now I haven't really decided just because, again, I can't get tested. I'm not showing any symptoms and trying to get the testing here in in Texas. It's just very hard because they're limited. And so right now the risk is whether it'd be a better decision for me to stay home and wait until the 14 days or to head back by the 22nd because they're urging all of us to head back there. And including some students who are also stuck in certain countries because of spring break plans.
I mentioned that you were planning to graduate this spring, a degree in psychology. Is that on hold for now?
As of right now, all of our classes will be held online, like most of the universities within the United States. In terms of graduation ceremony, right now there isn't any word coming in from the president, Andrew Hamilton, so we're not sure. You know, it's probably unlikely that we would have a ceremony just because things just don't seem to get any better right now.
Yeah. Well, my best to you, Lena. That's Lena Mohammed, a senior at New York University, trying to figure out her next move since she can't return to college. And it's not a good time to find a job right now. Lena, best of luck to you and your classmates.
Okay, thank you so much.
Now to a quick update on a story we brought you last week. You may remember I spoke to two Italian doctors in northern Italy hit hard by COVID-19. They had warned that what they were facing there, hospitals overwhelmed and huge shortages of medical supplies, could happen here. Yesterday, we checked in with one of those doctors, Richard Nasbro, and this was his message to us. Worse every day, light at the end of the tunnel, still very, very grim. Thanks for checking out. Now you take care on that end. Well, I know we wish him well. I've been thinking about them ever since our talk. If you want to hear that story, listen for the full interview at hereandnow.org.